Editor's note. This column has been corrected to reflect that the $400 cost to taxpayers mentioned in connection with Therm Spa is based on the estimated cost of the entire Ontario Place redevelopment project, not only for costs related to Therm. Flamborough today apologizes for the error. Less than 6 weeks in, and 2025 is already shaping up to be a very dynamic year. Against the backdrop of U.S.-Canada trade tensions and a looming federal election, there is a winter Ontario provincial election in full swing and its budget season at City Hall. The City of Hamilton's proposed 2025 budget totals $2.81 billion, which supports 70 distinct city services as well as key infrastructure investments. Of this total budget, roughly $1.24 billion will be funded from property taxes, representing an increase of less than $90 million from 2024. Originally forecast at an increase of over $100 million, the change represents efficiencies and attempts to balance real affordability pressures against aging infrastructure and increasing demands for services. Less than half of this increase relates to increases from all city services combined. About one quarter relates to increased investments in capital spending and infrastructure, and one fifth of the new spending relates to increases in this year's Hamilton Police Services budget. The amalgamation factor. When I speak to residents in Flamborough about the budget, I often hear, "The problem started after amalgamation." It is true, amalgamation marked dramatic changes to how local services and government were delivered, however, it wasn't the only change happening at that time. Simultaneous to amalgamation, the then Harris Conservative government moved the costs relating to maintaining infrastructure like local highways, as well as social services like affordable housing, from the province, downloading them to newly amalgamated municipalities and therefore local taxpayers. These municipalities were expected to deliver the same, or higher, levels of services, pick up the costs of downloaded provincial services, and do it all with millions of reduced funding from the province, leaving local taxpayers on the hook. Shifting the burden. This term of council has prioritized shifting the property tax burden off residential taxpayers. We are pursuing solutions like encouraging growth in commercial and industrial sectors, uploading costs of regional infrastructure back to the province, and advocating for fair and predictable funding and cost-sharing agreements with provincial and federal governments. Despite disagreements and different perspectives around City Council, this term of council has been unanimous in the need for a new funding relationship with the province. Simply put, property taxes can't and shouldn't support all that has been downloaded to the municipal purse. The province's coffers can and should be used to support local priorities and invest in communities improving quality of life and affordability for everyone. Provincial spending. The province can outspend the city in an afternoon, and recently they certainly have been. While the gross operating and capital budgets for the City of Hamilton total $2.8 billion for 2025, it cost the province of Ontario $3 billion to send out $200 checks right before the election. Ontario will spend $189 million just this month on the early provincial election, and in just one afternoon Doug Ford cancelled and then hours later uncancelled the $100 million Starlink deal with Elon Musk. As noted above, to deliver over 70 services for all of 2025, the city budget includes under $90 million in new spending. The 2025 city budget represents an averaged increase of less $288 per household, compared to the $400 cost the same household is contributing to pay for the redevelopment of Ontario Place to accommodate the Science Centre and Therm Spa. Given the transformative power investment from higher levels of government can have to reduce costs for local communities, why is our provincial government investing so much more in spas and sweetheart deals with Elon Musk than they are the roads, bridges, and public health services residents rely on every day? Alex Wilson is the City of Hamilton councillor for Ward 13, which includes Dundas and communities in West Flamborough, including Greensville, Rockton, Westover, Kirkwall, Freelton, Strabane, and parts of Millgrove.